I'm sorry, I did not understand the motion. The motion is that we will form a ad hoc committee.
The motion was embedded in her statement, and she made it more brief and read it again. So, Sister Mama Sonia, would you mind
reading it again?
Please. Yes. Thank you.
I have no problem. KPFT will create an ad hoc committee to meet on Monday, October the 24th, 2022 at 3 p.m. for 45 minutes to identify how to set up an anti-racist platform for discovering ways to end the systemic racism of KPFT that continues to hamper us from having a station that is responsible for all.
Okay, may I ask, so are we, and again, I'm new to the board, so my apologies. We've established at some point in the history of the board that the board is racist. That's what I'm hearing. So we have to do something to correct the racism that's on the board?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the systemic racism of the station as a whole.
Okay. I was not aware of that. Excuse me. My apologies.
Nancy had her hand up and then Susan.
Yes, I second.
Thank you.
I second the motion.
Yes. So now the motion is available for discussion. Susan.
Yeah, I move to table, and the reason why I say that is because I think it's good. I don't think that ad hoc group needs our approval, our authorization. I think they can go ahead and meet and do their, you know, their thinking and come back to us. And I will not agree that it has been established that this is a racist organization or that there is systemic racism. I understand that PK, Sister Mama Sonia, and others may believe that to be the case, but there are no standards that have been brought forward. So anything that starts from the position that that is validated, I will not support.
Can I address?
My motion is to table.
Okay, so we're going to vote on the motion to table.
Is there a second?
Is there a second for the motion to table?
I second the motion to table.
Thank you, Lillian. Secretary, will you call the roll on the motion to table?
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. Is not any discussions?
Yeah, where's the discussion?
We're going to discuss tabling?
We will discuss. I mean, Susan make her call a speech. And then table. Anybody can answer her or just go to there. I mean, no discussion.
We're discussing.
Because there's not any races in this board. No discussion. Just go there.
Okay. Hold on a second. I'm going to go look it up because my understanding is that what we're discussing, the motion to table is not debatable. We're going to have an up and down vote.
Ted Weisgel with a hand up and he's a parliamentarian. We can ask him.
Motion to table is not debatable. Ted, am I wrong?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
A motion to table is appropriate when there is some other urgent matter that needs to be addressed. There has been no statement of any kind of urgency, and therefore the chair should rule the motion out of order. It is not debatable, but the person who made it did debate it as she made the motion. But again, this is not a motion that is appropriate unless there is some more urgent matter that needs to be addressed right now.
Susan, I think you made two motions at the same time. Did you not make a motion to postpone?
My apologies for being unclear. Motion to postpone is appropriate.
And I think that's what we were talking about, moving the previous sentence was for waiting for this ad hoc group to bring their report back.
Yeah, so motion to postpone, and I think the question is whether Lillian is going to second that.
Point of information?
Okay.
My question, I'm getting so confused at this point in time. We are saying that we postpone, but on the other hand, we are saying that the ad hoc committee doesn't need any permission.
That's correct.
I mean, it means that we are saying to Sister Mama Sonia and whoever wants to be in the ad hoc committee,
Sister Mama Sonia's motion was to set up the ad hoc committee. I see you, Ted. I'm going to circle back around. To Sister Mama Sonia's motion was to set up an ad hoc committee. Susan objected to, Susan and Lillian, my understanding, but tell me if I'm wrong, disagreed with the underlying assumption that was the basis for the ad hoc committee.
Exactly.
So it kind of throws us all back to the previous question. It's the way I'm reading this. And that is, whereas the premise that KPFT is racist, therefore we need the ad hoc anti-racism committee, and that was objected to. Am I reading correct? I'm reading the room. I'm getting the sense of what everybody's thinking. And I quite honestly don't know where to go with that. Because I think that that motion could be expressed differently and still get the point across and be a little more positive. Ted, are you going to help me out here?
I'm going to try. here's Robert's Rules of Order, the 12th edition. I'm in the section of a book in the back, and there is a motion number 67, postponed to a certain time or definitely. And it says that it is debatable. It has a footnote 4, and footnote 4 says debate on motion must be confined to its merits only and cannot go into the main question except as necessary for debate of the immediately pending question. Now, I don't think that there has been established a specific time when the maker of the motion has said they want to postpone it to, so I don't know how we can debate the merits of the time.
That is a good point, Ted. What I'm going to request is, and I apologize for interrupting you, but I'm going to try to be humanitarian here. Sister Mama Sonia, if you could rephrase your motion. Susan, you're objecting. Sorry.
What I wish to do is to say postpone until the next LSB meeting. And the reason for that is, I would love for the ad hoc committee to meet and come back with having explored these options and addressed them with us. So I'm asking motion to postpone until the next LSB meeting.
And then that is based on your premise that the ad hoc committee does not need the vote of the LSV in order to meet, which sounds legitimate to me as well. And again, I'm trying to be the most humanitarian I can be here and be, dare I say the word, inclusive as possible. Nancy has had her hand up for hours, and then Lillian.
Oh, I can't wait. I forgot I had my hand up. I'm going to put it down. Oh,
okay. Thank you. Lillian.
I'm hearing the motion we're discussing now, or having Sister Mama Sonia rephrase her motion, is to postpone this. But this doesn't address the underlying assumptions that this ad hoc committee is working on. And that's not clear in my mind. I mean, you know, it feels like the board is being accused of something, but we don't know the metrics by which it's being accused. We don't know how it was measured.
And my understanding was that we were giving Sister Mama Sonia an opportunity to shorten and simplify her motion, and so that it was very clear. But then we established that she didn't need her permission, need the LSB's permission to meet as an ad hoc committee.
Okay. Okay.
So I think that is the sense that I'm getting from everybody that's talking. I'm trying to include everybody's point of view. Ted has his hand up, but Adriana had her hand up before you, Ted, and then I'll get right back to you.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. Everybody keep talking at the ad hoc committee. I want to be more clear. Who is the ad hoc committee? Who manage? Who decide? Is related to us in ad hoc committee that come from, I don't know, LA? I mean, I don't understand. If we have an ad hoc committee, I want to know what that is. Who will be defining and deciding the timing and the meetings and all of that? We cannot say, oh, you don't need permission. What that means? You don't need permission. Whoever is having an ad hoc committee, that we call it from this KPFT LSB, needs some kind of authorization or guidance from this LSB.
I thought that Sister Mama Sonia made it very clear that all the groups that will be represented in this ad hoc committee. It's hard for me, Sister Mama Sonia, because all I can see is your forehead,
I put the motion in the I emailed to everyone, and the committee would consist of someone from the COI, someone from the CAB, and a person from the membership and the staff.
That's what I heard you say.
Yes. And I guess I've got confused because I did want to say that being a member of a group who has experienced racism, who knows how to what racism tastes like, smells like, and feels like, and who's been involved with KPFT for a very, very long time. If you have not been a part of that group, then you would not even know or be even to express what it is to be the object of racist, systemic racist practices.
Ted?
Can we hear the motion again, and then I would like to speak, but I don't have the written copy in front of me, and so I would like to hear it one more time.
Well, hold on a second.
I'll read it again.
Wait 1 second, Sister Mama Sonia. I think we have two motions in the air, and the one was the motion for the ad hoc committee. And I got an opinion from Susan. Susan, tell me if I'm wrong, that the ad hoc committee, by definition, because it's ad hoc, doesn't spring from the LSB, and it will include members of the LSB, the CAB, and other groups will be represented in this ad hoc committee, which is kind of the definition of ad hoc. So That's one thing. And I think that, okay, that motion, Susan, help me out here. You're not quite as old as I am.
I may have to dispute that.
So that motion was, we didn't vote on that motion. So
my apologies. I think that I have managed to weave a lot of things together in a way that isn't clear what action is being called for. Thank you. So yeah, bad me. There are a couple things here. One, I think that an ad hoc group who are interested from those various things can get together, and that Sister Mama Sonia is calling it for it to gather. The question of whether it is properly constituted, if the board is not determining who will be on it, then it is not officially constituted. And Sister Mama Sonia suggested a person from here, a person from there, but she didn't say who will be chairing this, and she didn't say who would be selecting it. So I think of this as being an ad hoc. I think of this as an ad hoc conversation that is very worthwhile, can be had by the persons of interest. Anissa needs to mute. Anissa. Thank you. And so I think of ad hoc as being the right place for that conversation to happen. Also, there has been the suggestion that both the group that PK and Sister Mama Sonia brought up and Center for Healing Racism be considered. And Cherry Steinwender, she came back to me today and said she would revise her fee. And so that's one of the things that can be brought forward, and I think it should be the LSB that decides among proposals that are brought forward by the ad hoc group. I don't know the best way to deal with this. I guess my suggestion is that we not act, that we not approve a motion to set up an ad hoc group when that ad hoc group can just meet. So perhaps what I'm doing is saying I oppose Sister Mama Sonia's motion on those grounds.
For a very good reason, for the reason that that Sister Mama Sonia doesn't need the permission of the LSB to put together the ad hoc group, and that the ad hoc group will bring a report back to the LSB with their findings.
And that's what we want to do, is bring back.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to structure.
We're agreeing with you.
I didn't know how to structure.
Hold on a second.
Ad hoc is a Latin expression that means to this. That means when necessary or needed. That is the meaning of ad hoc. That's why when people keep repeating, because it's ad hoc what? Do anybody need me to send the translation in Latin what ad hoc means? Because we are talking like parakeets here. I mean, it means when necessary or needed. The exact translation is, to English is to this, T-H-I-S. It means all that we are talking doesn't make any sense. Saying that Sister Mama Sonia can have it to this, meaning when necessary or needed, a group. Does anybody realize what they are talking, or everybody is just saying it because?
We are using the term ad hoc, and it's a colloquial sense, which is as needed at the moment, as opposed to a standing committee or an established committee. And Sister Mama Sonia is putting together a representative group, and she will report back to the LSB, but this is not an LSB committee.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Richard.
You have a motion on the floor to postpone until the November meeting.
To postpone which motion?
What are we postponing?
The motion about the ad hoc committee.
Right. And the reason that was moved to postpone, Susan, would you like to withdraw your motion?
Yes, it's up to the body to withdraw the motion. Does anybody object to my withdrawing the motion?
Any objections? Okay, the motion has been withdrawn.
May I be recognized?
Yes, Ted. Richard, are you done?
I don't know. I'm getting kind of confused over here.
Okay.
I have the motion in front of me. Sister Mama Sonia moved that KPFT LSB members commit to participate in an anti-racist and non-discriminatory study training designed by the Community Advisory Board. That's who's going to do it, the CAB.
That is not the motion we are discussing. That's not what we're discussing, Ted.
Ask for a replacement motion, Ted.
That is not the motion that's on the floor, and that's not the motion we're discussing.
Question.
Richard.
So, Sister Mama Sonia, this is a substitute motion for your other motion?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. And my understanding, sitting over here on the beach, is Sister Mama Sonia is going to pull together her group. She's going to bring back proposals for, I'm going to use the word training in the broadest sense, workshops for the LSB to consider. Am I right, Sister Mama Sonia?
And are you not going to vote on that one?
I don't think we have to vote on it.
We got to do something with it.
Okay, say it again, Richard. Read it out.
We have to do something with it.
So what you're saying is that we have to... Wait, okay, yeah, go ahead.
So, in order to establish an ad hoc committee, does it need to come forth as a motion in the form of a motion?
That was my question to Richard because I did not think it did. So Richard, if that's what you're saying, is that, Susan, are you?
I wouldn't comment on that.
So understood. Richard, perhaps there is the same solution for Sister Mama Sonia as there was for me.
She can seek
the agreement of the body to withdraw her motion, and she will proceed with gathering together and have ad hoc group that reports back at the next meeting. But no motion is needed. So she can request that her motion be withdrawn.
Does that make sense to you, Sister Mama Sonia?
Yes, I'm just trying to figure out the best way to do it because we want to bring forth this proposal. I didn't know exactly what the procedure to do it, you know.
Well, obviously neither did the rest of us.
No one else did either. Yeah.
Could I ask a question? This question may be for Sister Mama Sonia, I'm not sure, but is the goal that we're talking about to find a program that we all agree that we're going to get behind and hopefully everybody attend.
To address the issues at hand. And we want to bring, the goal is to bring a group. Or two, we can look at Sherry Steinweiser's proposal as well as the other, and we can bring them with a group to look at to see what can be presented to the board to address these issues.
Does it have to be narrowed down by your ad hoc committee, or can the board narrow it down?
I'm going
to bring back the one that I have.
Let her, Madam Chair, let her answer my question.
I want to bring the one that I have suggested. Because as I said, PE said she looked at it, and we looked at it, we talked to the lady, so we wanted to bring this to the board as a potential group to work. Because, you know, I made the motion, and I forgot how long ago it is. So now I'm following up on how to flush out and make the motion work to address these systemic issues that we have seen at KPFT.
But the other aspect of this proposal is that it's going to cost us money. And how are we going to pay for this?
Well, I think that will be five times up.
Thank you. Oh. I think that it will be part of the report that the ad hoc committee brings back, is a cost-benefit analysis and how exactly. What we're getting and all of that.
Yes.
That is to be included in the committee report. That's my, I just can't hear it.
That's the idea.
Okay. So now Richard, you still have your hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think that I've asked enough questions.
Let me ask a question. So to form what has been stated, to form this type of ad hoc committee, it does not have to be in the form of a motion. The right. Ad hoc committee can be formed, and we will bring back the report at the next meeting. Is that correct?
That is my understanding. Go forth and
with all those details. With all those details that we don't have. We need
that's
detail.
Right. That's what the committee is going to do.
That's the whole idea.
They're going to bring us a report that has all this information in it so we can make an intelligent decision.
Exactly.
And
wait a minute, we have to make an intelligent decision?
Oh, Richard.
That would be impossible.
That's the assumption. All right.
We all have to go to intelligence.
Edward Willis and Nancy Saibara with the hand up since a long time.
I called
them. They are waiting patiently.
Thank you, Adriana. Nancy, I am sorry the last time I called, I didn't get the message in my head that you had put your hand down and put it back up, and I apologize. So hit me with your question.
Yes, we've had ad hoc committees by resolution of the board before, and they would go and they'd do their work and then come back and report. And I find it strange that we're not willing to make a resolution to approve this ad hoc committee as a board and let them do their work and come back and report. And according to, Article 7, Section 10, these are advisory committees of the LSB. They need at least two LSB members.
Sonia addressed that.
Yes, so I move that that the motion, the last one she sent, that we approve this as an ad hoc committee by resolution of this LSB. I don't understand why we're taking so much time.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
That's redundant. That's redundant. You already have a motion on the floor.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. If we want to vote on that, we vote on it.
Excuse me, Secretary, you don't have the floor. What we're talking about is, it's not an LSB. Oh, it's not an LSB, resolution. It has nothing to do with it. They just meet by themselves and they come and tell us. But it's like, you know, the LSB doesn't want to touch it with their hands. So what is this? You know, we should be able to make approve by resolution an ad hoc committee and that has at least two LSB members in it. And I'm sure there's going to be at least two. And then let them come back and report. What is the big deal? Can we do that?
Adequate is not the same as necessary. And I prefer to leave it up to Sister Mama Sonia, who has done masterful work on bringing this motion forward and done the homework, and I see no harm coming to the body by adding more to it. And if you, Richard, I'm going to defer to the secretary. What motion is already on the floor? Because I have the same feeling. I have a feeling there's a motion hovering out here like a little ghost, and I don't know what it is.
The motion that Sister Mama Sonia just sent to us all, her new motion, is on the board, is on the table, because the postponement motion was withdrawn.
Sure. Request for information.
Yes.
What is the motion?
That's where we're trying to get.
I think you just said you had it in front of you, Ted.
I was told that I had the previous motion and not the new one.
Yeah, I don't think I emailed it to the
email y'all asked me to email it to.
I got it.
Okay, other people have got it.
Well, it's got to be transparent, not just for us, but for anybody who's listening to this meeting. So once again, I ask, what is the motion?
Okay, I've read it several times. I will read it one last time. This is about the fourth or fifth reading. Hold on. KPFT. Well, wait a minute. Hold on, let me back up. Now, I thought to get an ad hoc committee, you didn't have to have a motion.
That is also what I thought. And that's where we went off the rails, Richard.
Well, we don't have anything definitive on that. We have a motion.
All right. So, Sister Mama Sonia, just to be on the safe side, why don't we bring it up as a proposal and let us vote on it and give you an authority from the LSB if the body votes to do that. Are you comfortable with that?
All right. I thought we didn't have to do this. You could just.
I don't think we have to do it either, but it's, you know, adequate is not the same as necessary. So whether or not it's necessary, I've got the motion. KPFT, correct me if I'm wrong, Sister Mama Sonia. KPFT will create an ad hoc committee to meet on October 24th, 2022 at 3 p.m. for 45 minutes to identify how to set up an anti-racist platform for discovering ways to end the systemic racism of KPFT that continues to hamper us from having a station that is responsible for all. Now, at some point, I thought you shortened that, but no, I could be completely wrong.
No, that was
Diana,
it. That was it.
We said substitute motion.
That is a motion. We've moved the previous question. And
I have a substitute motion, Madam Chair.
Okay. Sister Mama Sonia, will you entertain a substitute motion?
Yes. Yes.
Go.
She doesn't have to.
KPFT will be the first part of the motion. KPFT will create an ad hoc committee to meet on October 21st, 2022 at 3 p.m. for 45 minutes to identify how to set up an anti-racist platform for discovering ways to end, oh no, finish there, an anti-racist platform, period.
And that is what I thought the main motion was.
That is the substitute motion.
Second, I second the substitute motion.
And of course you're gonna send copies of that tonight, right?
And that substitute what we discussed half an hour ago, and I believe I had this conversation with Lillian, is that was embedded in the original motion and came out as a shorter, more direct motion. Motion has been made, and Susan seconded, right?
Yes.
Richard to the stack.
Go ahead, Richard.
Adriana, you're going to send that to me in a...
Yes, Richard, and you have the same, it's the same reading of the motion that she did, but I will put it all together and the period is there without what we are discussing.
Okay, right. I just want to be able to see it.
Feel good, okay? I will show that right now.
That's cool, I just want to be able to read it.
The motion has been made and seconded. Is there any further discussion before we vote on the motion?
Yes, I'd like to say something.
Hi, nice to see you.
Well, look, I will vote against the substitute motion. I think Sister Sonia and a group of people that represented made a statement of what they believe, and they want the LSB to recognize it. And in doing so, whether you believe it or not, I think the respected thing to do is to accept the motion as is. Let's work on these issues we spent an hour on a 2-sentence thing. Let's just go ahead and accept what Sister Sonia came with. You know, whether you agree with it or that last part of the sentence that our esteemed colleague just removed, I don't think it's the point. When we're talking about a subject like this, it's about how if you have a whole group of people screaming something for decades, let's go ahead and try to resolve it. It doesn't matter if you believe it so or not. Let's go ahead and try to resolve it. So I would be voting against the substitute motion. I would be voting for the motion that Sister Sonia puts out there. And at some point we need to drop our trousers and just say, let's go all in. And that's where I am right now. Let's just go all in. Thank you.
Thank you, Egberto. Thank you so much.
The motion on the floor
is the substitute motion.
Substitute motion.
That I just sent.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so.
Take a vote.
We're gonna vote on the substitute motion, which is just the first half of Sister Mama Sonia's motion.
I can read it if you want.
I think I just read it, but I could read it again.
It's her motion.
Can you read it, or Richard? Can you read it?
No, I'd have to get in and look at it.
Okay.
If you got it, just go ahead and read it, Adriana.
KPFT will create an ad hoc committee to meet on October 24, 2022 at 3 p.m. for 45 minutes to identify how to set up an anti-racist platform, period.
That is the motion that's on the floor. The motion has been made and seconded.
Could I ask a question,
mm-hmm.
Richard?
Yes.
Okay, is the only thing different from that in Mama Sonia's motion is that she defines that more?
Please, can we vote?
Let's just vote.
I'm asking a question.
Yes.
I'm asking a question.
Mama Sonia, do you want to answer the question?
I'm the maker. May I explain it?
Yes.
That's what I asked.
The reason is because some members don't want to accept, in the other motion that the racists really exist. Some members don't want to accept the motion because of that meaning. That's why we can go through this part, vote, in this part, and then we have all the discussions once the Sister Mama Sonia and the committee ad hoc came back with whatever information they have about it.
I understand. Thank you.
I have a question. Have I heard Sister Mama Sonia agree to this?
No, I don't.
Motion.
No, I don't agree to it.
Doesn't agree.
But we have to. You can vote it up or down. But I don't.
We're going to vote the substitute motion up or down.
Well, why didn't we vote on Sister Mama Sonia's original motion then?
Because we vote the other way, Lillian. That's the way that this works. First, you vote on the last motion, and then if it's accepted, is the main motion. If not, you go to the next one. And the next one. That's the way that the vote is being conducted.
I'm confused. I apologize.
It's okay. So we're going to vote on the substitute motion, get that out of the way. Then we can vote on the original motion.
Got it.
If the substitute motion fails.
If the substitute, thank you, Susan, for pointing that out. Okay, we're going to the vote.
Okay, this is on Adriana's substitute motion. David Brighton, Britton. David, you still here? Lillian Kerr?
Yes, I vote yes.
Yes. Casaneva?
Yes.
Yes. Faust? Henry, you still here? Wally James? Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Yes. Marianne Martinez?
No.
No. McPherson? Don Kelly, you still around? Nancy Savar Naratoma? Tommy?
Nancy votes yes.
Yes. I'll come back to you, Jane. Sister Mama Sonia?
On mute. No.
No. Okay. Cassandra Thibodeau?
Yes.
Yes. Richard Uzel, I'm going to pass. Sandy Wyman, are you here?
Abstain. Thank you.
Abstain. Okay. Ted Weisel?
Yes.
Yes. Egberto Willis?
Sorry, I was on mute. No.
No. Okay. Susan Young?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I'm gonna abstain. Okay, we have...
You have the chair.
Oh, I had the chair. You're right. Jane? Chidler?
I vote yes, but I have a question about maintaining the quorum. Do we have a legal right to take a vote with... Do we have enough people in the room?
We do.
Susan?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
A chair. Henry Faust is still on, but he did not vote yet.
He didn't have to.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
What?
I'm sorry. He doesn't have to vote. Finish the vote, please.
Yeah.
Give the count, and we discuss.
Okay. The vote was 8-4, 3 against, and 2 abstaining. So the motion passed.
Okay.
Now technically, Jane, what you do is you take that substitute motion and vote on it again as the main motion.
No.
Okay, if Ted says no, let's not.
Well, Ted's wrong, but you know.
I understand. Fine.
I'm not the chair, so you know.
I'm torn on this one. I love technicalities. Go ahead, Adriana. I'm sorry.
I agree with Richard. Then the substitute motion is the main motion.
Is there any objection to maintaining the same vote as the first round? Can we try that?
Why don't you ask if there's any objection?
Are there any objections to inserting the substitute motion as the main motion? Thank you. Thank you for that.
Nope.
Hearing no objections, the substitute motion replaced the original motion.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you all for your patience. You're all amazing.
A chair?
Yes. Something weird just happened to my screen.
I know.
Yes.
I'm looking at a picture of a tennis court with a kid, right?
Grady, yeah. Grady McAllister shared the picture for everybody.
Chair, this is Nancy. I have something to report that's important. It was left out of the development report. Robin said we had, on October 6th, she said we had 2,182 members, and approximately, not exactly, but approximately 400 of those addresses have two people who have membership. So if you add 400 to 2,182 on October 6th, that means we have 2,582 members. So we're increasing little by little.
We're creeping back up there. That is awesome. Thank you, Nancy. Hey. I really appreciate you bringing that forward. All right. We are adjourned. We stand adjourned. Y'all are amazing. I just can't thank you enough for your patience and your commitment.